Welcome to the Sipsters Wine Podcast with Luke Whittall.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sipsters Wine Podcast. It's a new podcast about wine in British Columbia, but not necessarily about BC wine. It's more focused on the wine experience. My name is Luke Whittall, and I've worked in the wine industry since 2005, and I've been a podcaster before as well. You might remember Wine Country BC, which ran from about 2009 to 2014 or so, five seasons of that. This is the first show for the first podcast for Sipsters Wine Podcast. And if you're listening for the very first time, thank you for that. Thank you for taking a chance on a local podcast, at least in British Columbia. If you're listening from outside of British Columbia, welcome. British Columbia is a very interesting wine region, and I'm very proud to be part of it. Like I said, I've worked in the industry since 2005. I've worked in everything from kit wine stores, wine cellars, vineyards, and I've pretty much been doing sales and marketing exclusively since 2009. I've written or co-authored three books about BC wine, two authored by myself and one as a co-author. And I teach at Okanagan College. I teach wine sales and BC wine history, among other things sometimes. Right now, I'm specializing in DTC sales for a winery in Okanagan Falls. Basically, I consider myself a wine industry professional. So basically, I talk about wine all day and get paid for it. So that's fun. Not going to lie. It's a lot of fun. It's a great industry to be into, which is fun too. It makes it more fun that way, you know? It's been almost 8 years since my last podcast. I think the last time I did a podcast for Wine Country BC was in November of 2014. And I can't believe how much has changed in the world of podcasting. Back then, that was kind of early on, I guess, in podcasting's history. It wasn't, you know, super early. I mean, there were people who were podcasting in 2006 or seven, but you know, for a small wine podcast, you know, that was pretty early on. It wasn't the first podcast in BC. There's one called BC Winecast, which predated mine, but it was a long time and a long time ago, and a lot of stuff has changed in that time, and I can't even, it's amazing. I don't have to explain what a podcast is anymore, which is really cool. The equipment has changed too. There's like dedicated podcasting gear now for sale, which is fantastic. I was just using, you know, microphones and recording gear that I used in my previous career as a musician. So it's kind of fun to have actual stuff that's dedicated to do the job that, you know, you want to do. When you're using the right tools, of course, everything is a little bit better. So the Sipsters podcast, this Sipsters wine podcast, rather, I mean, and it could focus on other beverages as well, but right now we're focusing on wine. And so what can you expect from it? Really, I'm planning to do conversations with wine loving guests. And these can be people who are in the industry. They can be people who are just knowledgeable about wine. These are people who are not knowledgeable about wine. They just are interested in experiences. And these can be, you know, people who make wine, people who sell wine, people who do all kinds of things with it. But it's really the experience that I want to focus on. And that's really what my book, The Sipsters Pocket Guide to 50 Must-Try BC Wines, is all about. It's taking 50 wines from British Columbia and writing about them in a very new way, where it's mostly about the experience. It's not talking about, you know, the aromas and the flavors and, you know, things like that. It's really about the experience. And it's I think a very different way to focus on or to talk about wine. And that's the way I want to do the podcast as well too, right? What is a perfect wine experience for you? What do you look for in a wine? Basically, everyone has different impressions of what they enjoy about wine, and so I don't really get into reviewing wine quite so much anyway, although I do talk about some of the wines that we're having at the time or that I've had, you know, earlier in the week or earlier in the day, depending on when I'm recording this. But basically, it could include new and potentially undiscovered wines, new wine trends and wineries. It's all sort of open conversation. That's really what I'm looking for in this. It is not advertorial in any way. Nobody pays to be on the show. It's not a pay-to-play thing. And so I just wanted to be clear, this is completely independent, of everything, basically. I'd like to feature some of the wines and that were included in the book, because I think that was, those are fantastic wines that need to be, I wish people would know about a little bit more. Some of them are a bit obscure. Some of them are a little bit more widely available, but it's kind of wines that I think are just either underappreciated or, just not as visible as they probably should be. So, I'm not going to teach you about wine. You know what you like. It's not really about learning about wine anymore. You've got all the tools to discover more wine for yourself at your fingertips with Google or anything online, social media and all that stuff. But really, when it comes down to it, wine is just a really personal experience. And that's what I'm really interested in here. And that's what I'm really wanting to explore a little bit with this podcast. And, I hope you'll be able to share your experiences with me as well. So I'm going to be doing this a little bit differently. Normally, a podcast would come out and then they would say, contact us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these social media channels and things like that. I'm not doing that. I think the golden age of social media has passed. And so I'm not going to just contribute to any of that noise anymore. So if you do want to come along and share your experience or contact me in any way. There's two ways to do it. You can go to the website, sipsterswinepodcast.ca, which is a website that I'm building right now to host the podcast, really. And then you can contact me by email at sipsterswinepodcast@gmail.com. No Instagram, no social media presence. I'm not doing a Facebook page. Anything like that. It's really no social media as much as possible, maybe to start, but it's just such a time suck, and I just don't want to contribute to any more social media noise. I don't find it worth it anymore. So those are the ways to get in touch with me. So if you have a great wine experience, what is it with wine that you look for? What is it that you're looking for in your favorite wine? What is your favorite wine? And it doesn't have to be from BC. It can be from anywhere. If it is BC, that's great. But it can be pretty much anything at that point. And then what's the experience? Where do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy it with food? Do you enjoy it sitting outside? What is it that drives the experience for you? So that's what I'm interested in. So if you'd like to take part, please send me an email at sipsterswinepodcast@gmail.com and let me know. All right. And we'll have a great time talking about wine and learning about all kinds of experiences that we can do. So that's really what I'm going for here on the Sipsters Wine Podcast. There's going to be more as we go, interviews, conversations, basically talking about wine and all kinds of fun things to do with wine. So I hope you enjoy and I'll see you on a future podcast. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sipsters Wine Podcast. Go to Sipsters online at sipsterswinepodcast.ca.